David Tullis here at Nuka Radio. I have been banned by Facebook. Now, not exactly as you might think, but I have this morning found that none of my 10 or 11 posts for our Nuka Radio page went out. They simply disappeared. I thought maybe there was an administrator problem. Maybe our chief sales executive was doing something. Maybe someone was standing in the way. Maybe someone needed to push a button to let these things go forth. But no, nothing on our side caused numerous posts that I had put out for our Facebook visitor made it out in view. And the post that I had drafted and with images and so on, did not even show up in my activity folder, things that I had done which were maybe in waiting or maybe set for a schedule, not there at all. So Facebook, the great sensor, is working, and probably no administrator would condescend to notice the doings of us ordinary people here in Chattanooga. But the good people have algorithms which do their work for them, and I'm not quite sure what an algorithm is. And since I am, I'd say that, you know, there's you and me. I have one listener on my show. That's you. And as a journalist and a writer, the blogger with the biggest pen in Chattanooga, I have one reader. Okay. I've got one reader on Nukonomics.com, the man who matters, right? It may be a woman, but it's the person who matters, reads Nukonomics.com. You might think that I would pass notice, that no one would notice me at all. And yet, as we'll hear, the algorithms are written in such a way that if you have certain types of content, certain arrangements of words, if you are making these are not necessarily ideas, but simply the arrangements of digits that are letters that make up words. If you have an incorrect set of arrangements, or your the calculus of your content, let's say over the past month or the past day, maybe crosses a certain level and you fall into a gray area, well, things may happen to your material and it just doesn't see the light of day. For example, John Taylor Gatto, one of my favorite writers, a historian, a wonderful humanist, no doubt, whose book, his magnum opus, is The Underground History of American Education, died. And I think the Foundation for Economic Education has an obituary from him, from a writer I've interviewed, and I made reference to that book title and said that he's a very good author. Made a recommendation for my Facebook viewer and reader. Well, that didn't make it, and numerous other things, including one which is a quote from H.L. Mencken, which we could say Facebook and Google are part. They're serving. They're being served notice by this great wit of the last century. He said the whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary. And we know that Facebook, we know that Google are practitioners of the Bernays arts of propaganda and marketing. They are practitioners in that, and probably the greatest ones, turning elections and influencing elections, which they accuse the Russians of doing, but really they are far more significant. There is, as far as I'm concerned, the Russian narrative is simply consumption for the mob, right? Consumption, media consumption for the common people, not you, right? You don't pay much attention to it because you realize it's not much of a story. But the real story is what's called shadow banning, and I think that I've been made the victim of a particularly abrupt sort of shadow banning, because the idea of shadow banning, as we're going to hear from a programmer, is really most effective when you don't know that you've been banned, when you don't know that your posts are getting nowhere, when the search results that have your name in it or your platform or your latest article or perhaps keywords that you assemble as essential to your cause, where they are depreciated by the search engine, or somehow given a slight negative set of numbers by the algorithm, and you are made to disappear. Well, John Kozlowski, you're a programmer. Have you studied this practice of shadow banning? What, first of all, what is shadow banning, And how does it really work? Is it possible my listener may also be a victim of it? What would make someone effectively subject to this kind of censorship, John Koslowski?
Yes. Well, shadow banning is a term that maybe we might say is an umbrella term. It's used now for a lot of techniques that people or companies use in order to limit the access to something that an individual would either write, post on a Twitter or Facebook page or a video that they post or things of that nature. I've actually personally been the victim of it. I do have a video on the Koslowski.org site about shadow banning that it happened to me, and I've documented that it occurs. But so understanding what it is, if you have a Facebook or Twitter post and you have subscribers, the subscribers are supposed to be informed that you have made a post so they can see, from the person I'm following, I see what they have done. And what they do is they will, the plain vanilla form of shadow banning is where they will take that post and they will tell you as you post it, thank you, we've got it. And they will never send it to the people that you are subscribing to you. Another form of shadow banning is where if you go to a search engine, especially a YouTube search, and you want to look up a particular video, and you have a video that may be on a controversial subject, and what they will do is because they will take others and put them ahead of you. You may be the most relevant answer, but you will be dropped down to item number 117, so you won't be seen. So you're there, you're not censored, but your accessibility is limited. And another technique, which I've documented that happened to me, is they will show the statistics of your viewership and reduce it. That's absolutely lying. And I've done this, I've tested this with YouTube, where YouTube is showing videos that I have produced, and the hit count isn't there. I've seen it with myself. I'm the kind of guy that gets maybe 100 views. Where people who get thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, when the view count goes down, it impacts their wallet because that's their income. So it's a big deal for them. But shadow banning is not the same as censorship. Censorship is where I will prevent you from getting out there. Where shadow banning is, I will let you get out there, but I won't tell anybody. So there's a slight contrast in that.
Well, in my case, John Koslowski, it seems to be real censorship because I made these posts this morning, including the one from H.L. Mencken and reference to the death of an extraordinarily anti-establishment writer, John Taylor Gatto. These simply didn't make it. When I pushed them, I did everything as I always have done before. I did not do anything apart from my routines in selecting the post I wanted to share and making a comment on it, making it from David Tulis or from Nuganomics, because on the Nugan Radio Facebook page, we have the different writers and contributors have things appearing under their own names so that these items are not, you might say, belonging to the station, but to the individual. And the items simply did not make the flow this morning from about 6 o'clock to, about 5:30 to about 10:30. None of those 10 made the light of day. That seems to me not just shadow banning. That seems to be outright censorship. For what reason, though? I mean, these things are harmless. Is it explicit to tell me something? Is it explicit to say, well, maybe, David, you should not be on Facebook because somehow you're approaching the point of violating our community standards? What am I to think?
Well, yeah, you know, the community standards, that's such a vague term, and they don't really tell you what they are. But we have to understand there's a difference between being censored individually and being censored algorithmically. We have the obvious example of the last few weeks, or I guess maybe a month now, where we have the big name, the Alex Jones, being censored. And then we have others that may be second tier who were censored in the last couple weeks. So we see that in those cases, a group of people would get together and say, we don't like this person for this particular reason, we're going to take them off. So that is individually censorship compared to algorithmically. You know, the algorithmic idea is you consider, what is an algorithm? You know, if you get a recipe to, I'm going to make a meal, I have to do step one, step two, step three. That's effectively loosely an algorithm. These are the things I got to do. The issue is you also can do decisions. If I'm, in a recipe, if I'm serving two people, I have to multiply it by two. If I'm serving three people, I multiply it by three. Those kind of things. So you have some parameters that you put in. what happens with Facebook, with Google and Twitter and all the other big providers, what they do is they can look at your tweet or your post on Facebook or your video. And when it comes to video, you have to understand that when you upload your video, it's not just simply they have the video, they have the transcription. So they can look at the text of your video also. So all these things they can look at and they can say, all right, early on it was simply, are there bad words? Are there keywords that we would see? If you use something about, for example, I got recently deleted, comment was deleted, perhaps because I commented on somebody's promotion of Minds.com and I said they host pornography, which is true. But maybe the fact that I used the word pornography, I was captured automatically and my post was deleted. Maybe it was individual because of the fact that I pointed out something where somebody was promoting Minds.com and I pointed out that this is a bad thing. Maybe that was individual. I don't know. So in your case, was it algorithmic? Was it because you have certain characteristics that they've seen in your post and we say, all right, you are now either a particular post or the particular individual, a particular publisher, David Tulis. Is he somebody that we say, I don't think we want his content to go out on our platform? And remember, it is not a public platform. It is a private platform that you're using, which changes the rules.